The other day, I had a conversation with a certain person who told me that he was offered a job in another state, but was unable to move there because he loved his house too much. He accumulated so many things that it would be too hard for him not to look at his different collections every day. In today's gospel, Jesus has an important message for all of us. Watch and be on your guard against avarice of any kind, for a man's life is not made secure by what he owns, even when he has more than he needs. I guess each one of us is a bit of a hoarder. We buy things we don't really need. Sometimes we spend money on things we rarely use. For example, how many outfits have we bought and worn only once? Somehow we feel attached to them and find it difficult to give them away to those in need, even though we don't use them. Reflect for a moment about all the stuff you have accumulated over the years and don't use. You might think one day you will use them, so you would better keep everything just in case. Will that day ever come? Brothers and sisters, we live in an affluent country. Consumerism is part of our life. Advertisements bombard us every day. We are encouraged to spend more and more time in shopping centers. Visiting them has become a daily routine and a form of addiction for some. The shops became like modern churches. We are told that we need all the latest gadgets to live a happy life. But true wealth is not found in possession. It is our ability to use well material things, enjoy them, and, if necessary, share them with others, which gives life. Unfortunately, some rich people I have visited over the past 20 years have lost their capacity to enjoy what they have accumulated. People seem to be so busy with work and other commitments that they simply don't have time to enjoy their lives and what they possess. How many of our own relatives say that they don't have time for family gatherings or to play with their children? How many of them say they are too busy to find time to go to Sunday Mass? Last year, I've met a homeless person in Melbourne who used to be an executive in one of the biggest companies. He consciously decided to quit the job and to spend some time living on the street. Of course, in the process, he lost a lot of money and friends. It was a bold decision. However, he told me that it was for him a liberating experience. He shared most of his possessions with the needy. He discovered a totally new world. For example, he said he couldn't believe that a life without a mobile phone or computer was possible. He found the meaning of life and was able to enjoy the smallest things. Above all, he found Jesus and came back to faith he once had. In the letter to the Colossians, St. Paul wrote, "Let your thoughts be on heavenly things, not on the things that are on the earth." Brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. Possessions are not sinful. Money is not sinful. But love of money is. Moreover, according to St. Paul, the love of money is the root of all evils. We need to be grateful to God for everything we possess. However, we need to remember that our Heavenly Father allowed us to have different things for a certain purpose. Each one of us needs to discern how to use well our material wealth. Let us remember that generosity makes our hearts free. When we share our abundance, we become rich in God's sight. That is what matters the most.